Your inbox shows 247 unread messages. Your to-do list stretches across 3 pages. You're simultaneously answering a text, finishing a report, and planning tomorrow's meeting. Sound familiar? We've convinced ourselves that juggling more makes us more productive, that being busy equals being important. But here's the uncomfortable truth. We're drowning in activity while starving for accomplishment. What if the solution isn't doing things faster, but doing fewer things better? This isn't about becoming a hermit or abandoning your responsibilities. It's about discovering that strategic limitation, not expansion, creates extraordinary results. 2 fundamental steps unlock this transformation. Identify what truly matters and eliminate everything else. Simple to say, revolutionary to practice. Twitter's 140-character limit didn't cripple communication. It forced clarity and precision. A haiku's 17 syllables don't constrain poets. They compel essential word choices, creating profound beauty through scarcity. This reveals a counterintuitive truth. Limitations force us to choose what's essential, and choosing the essential creates disproportionate impact. Consider 2 paths, producing 30 mediocre articles weekly or crafting 1 deeply researched piece. The single article wins awards, builds reputation, and advances careers. That's concentrated impact versus diluted effort. Pour red dye into the ocean and it disappears. Pour it into a gallon of water and it transforms completely. This applies everywhere. Checking email twice daily instead of 20 times creates uninterrupted blocks for meaningful work. Limiting active projects to 3 ensures completion rather than dozens half finished. Capping household possessions generates space and tranquility. The key is identifying which activities create lasting impact, advancing your career, benefiting others, improving your life, then building boundaries that protect your focus on those essentials. Most people live without limits, like shopping without a budget, creating chaos, not freedom. Your energy spreads thin across countless activities, leaving nothing with your full attention. Deliberate limits transform overwhelming complexity into focused power. Start with 1 overloaded area: email, daily tasks, phone usage, or desk clutter. Don't revolutionize everything simultaneously. If you check email 20 times daily, try 5. Test for a week, then adjust. Continue refining until it becomes habit. Real transformation happens when limits force reduction to essentials. 2 daily email sessions make you ruthlessly efficient. 3 active projects force you to choose what matters most. 200 household items mean keeping only what's genuinely valuable. Limits aren't deprivation, they're liberation. They show others your time has value, simplify decisions, and concentrate energy where it counts. Without boundaries, you're reactive, responding to whoever demands attention. With boundaries, you're proactive, directing energy toward what you've consciously chosen. Most productivity systems teach efficiency without discernment, helping you do tasks faster without questioning whether those tasks matter. This makes you constantly reactive rather than deliberately creative. Before eliminating anything, identify what to keep through honest self-examination. What are your deepest values? What do you genuinely love? What creates the most significant long-term impact? These questions separate needs from wants, important from merely urgent. Apply this ruthlessly. Do your commitments align with your values? Which 1 or 2 goals truly matter? Which work projects create real impact? Which emails deserve responses? What possessions do you actually need and love? Once you've identified the essential, eliminate everything else. Cross off unimportant tasks, delegate what others can handle, postpone what isn't urgent. The hardest part is saying no when others want something you don't consider essential. This feels uncomfortable initially, but saying no to the unimportant means saying yes to what matters most. Others ultimately respect your honesty about realistic commitments more than overcommitting and underdelivering. Focus is your most powerful tool for effectiveness, not discipline, willpower, or motivation. By focusing on less, you achieve more. Focus operates on four levels. Focusing on a goal dramatically increases achievement likelihood. Focusing on the present moment reduces stress and increases enjoyment. Focusing on one task creates flow, where you lose yourself in meaningful work. And focusing on the positive replaces destructive thought patterns with constructive ones. Despite cultural glorification of multitasking, single tasking is more efficient and less stressful. Our brains can't truly multitask. We rapidly switch between tasks, reducing effectiveness at all of them. Multitasking increases errors and generates mental chaos. To single task effectively, tackle your most important task first thing in the morning when energy peaks. Eliminate all distractions by closing email, silencing phones, and shutting unnecessary browser tabs. Resist urges to switch tasks. Note interruptions for later processing, and take regular breaks to maintain freshness. Developing present moment awareness requires consistent practice. Use visual reminders on your computer or refrigerator. Accept that there's no failure in this practice. Even noticing when your mind wanders is success. Persistence develops this crucial skill. Lasting change requires focusing on one habit monthly rather than attempting multiple changes simultaneously. The 30-day challenge works through three mechanisms. Commitment, public declaration creates accountability. Encouragement, reporting struggles invites support. And inspiration, witnessing others' success proves possibility. Critical success rules. Focus on only one habit. Choose an easier goal than seems necessary. Make it measurable. Maintain daily consistency at the same time. Report progress daily. And stay positive despite setbacks. 12 transformative habits to develop over a year. Setting three most important tasks each morning. Single tasking. Processing inbox to empty. Checking email twice daily. Exercising briefly. Working without distractions, following a morning routine, eating more fruits and vegetables, maintaining a decluttered desk, saying no to non-priorities, decluttering 15 minutes daily, and limiting emails to 5 sentences. Starting small is crucial. Initial enthusiasm tempts ambitious beginnings, but motivation inevitably wanes. Small changes, even when you know you can do more, dramatically increase long-term success. Begin with 5-minute exercise sessions instead of 30 minutes. Adjust bedtime by 15 minutes rather than an hour. Small, consistent progress creates sustainable transformation that dramatic changes rarely achieve. Reducing commitments may be the single most impactful change for improving productivity and creating space for what genuinely matters. Most lives overflow with work duties, committees, meetings, projects, civic responsibilities, family obligations, hobbies, household tasks, online activities, and social groups. This overwhelming array leaves minimal room for focused attention on what matters most. To regain control, inventory all commitments completely. Then create a short list of just 4 to 5 most important commitments. Things you truly love and value most. Everything not supporting your shortlist is non-essential and should be eliminated. Start with something giving minimal return on time investment, then continue systematically until you've eliminated all non-essential commitments. Protect your limited time by learning to decline new requests. When they come, check them against your shortlist, be honest about cutting back, remain firm against negotiation, and express genuine regret. In a world that equates busyness with importance, choosing to do less feels almost rebellious. But this isn't about doing less as an end in itself. It's about doing less of what doesn't matter so you can do more of what does. Every yes to something unimportant is a no to something essential. Choose your essentials deliberately, protect them fiercely, and watch as doing less transforms into achieving more.